This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. You could make a case that stronger language than what the heck is called for when talking about this economy. But hey, we're a family program. Here's what I mean, though. We've got the final reading on first quarter gross domestic product this morning, 6.4% growth, which is, I think the technical term is a lot. And then we heard the durable goods orders, big stuff like cars and appliances and factory machines, was up more than 2% last month. But then you turn the statistical page to find out that first-time jobless claims barely budged last week, still above 400,000. Yes, way better than during the thick of it, but still double-ish of what it was in the before times. And there are still almost 14.8 million Americans getting unemployment checks week after week, state or federal, regular or extended. So, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on the what the heck desk today.
If you're an economist, maybe it makes sense that growth is surging while unemployment is still rampant and millions can't pay the rent. But if you're in this economy,
it's understandable that those without work are somewhat confused.
That's Joe Bruswellis at RSM Consulting.
They're hearing reports of perhaps the economy expanding by 10% this quarter, yet jobless claims appear to have stalled out.
With 11 million people still on federal emergency pandemic unemployment.
We're learning a lot more about the depth and breadth of the American labor market, just how many people are out of work. And that's because we expanded those unemployment insurance benefits to non-traditional workers or gig workers.
Confidence is rising strongly for middle-income Americans, those earning $50,000 to $100,000 a year, says John Lear at Morning Consult. He points to service workers that are getting rehired in restaurants, health and personal care, transportation. But for those lower-income Americans whose government relief payments and jobless benefits are running out,
the shadow of the pandemic is going to be extremely long. People who lost their jobs have lost contact with their prior employer. Potentially their prior employer is out of business. They all of a sudden right now are trying to figure out, how can I find a job?
Even though jobs are available, many offering hiring bonuses. And Elizabeth Conkle is with Indeed, a current Marketplace underwriter.
Employers are really looking for workers. As of June 18th, job postings on Indeed were up 30.5% compared to their pre-pandemic baseline.
But she says for many, there are still barriers to taking work, like fear of getting COVID and lack of affordable childcare if it's even available. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.